Let me tell you something. I had a dream about this moment when I was making love to my wife, Donna. On top of her, powerful thrusts, filling the sultry night air, heavy breath. My son Gabriel walked in, little boy. My wife sprung out of bed and said, "No, Gabriel, leave me." I said, "No, honey, shut your mouth, let him watch. Let him watch what is being consecrated here, and I want the people to watch what's going to be consecrated here. And I will bring my son down here, and he will watch. He will watch you two battle it here. You two becoming one. Okay?"
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will.
Yo.
And two newcomers, or oldcomers, Allison. God, stop making those faces. They can see it on the webcam. All right, Allison is just pulling at the sides of her eyelids and making an Asian face. I feel
this is Asian.
Feel like Alex Trebek on SNL. And we have Kira. Hello. It is Kira, correct?
It is Kira.
All right, let me pot you up, Kira, because someone's not being loud and doesn't
have
the mic.
I'm sorry. Am I loud enough now for you?
That's
close.
You
like me now? Okay.
Yeah, you're better. I like you more.
Well,
Kira's
thanks.
Filling in for Kate. Kate's gone for 2 weeks in Denver.
Yep.
Two words for Kate. Wally Pip. Wally Pip. Don't forget that ass, Kate.
I will. I have no idea what that means. But
Wally Pip, he's the guy who got hurt and Lou Gehrig took his place in the Yankees lineup.
Okay.
And then did about 2,000 games straight. Bye-bye, Wally.
What?
I would have gone with Pete Best, personally, but to each his own.
All right. Yeah, I'm a Wally Pip man. You can listen to the show live every Saturday at www.fcac.org/WEBR, 3 to 4 p.m. God, stop the faces. Stop. Jesus Christ. Okay.
She's a big dumb animal, listen to folks.
Show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at papasbasement and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Allison, if you're not going to behave, you can take it outside.
At least bring enough for the whole class. I mean, some of us are sitting here. And
Kira brought a fresh pack of smokes in. You can get into smoking and do that outside for the hour if you're not going to behave. Okay. Someone going to behave? All right. Your silent nodding does so well on the air. God damn it. Can you put on the mime makeup and just truly F me up the A? Okay, now she's doing the cube. Okay, yeah. And before we start, Will, you can testify to this. When I walked in, what's the politically correct term, window licker?
What?
There was a...
He didn't notice.
A child
Be
of...
Nice. Please.
I didn't see the culprit.
The culprit,
I
okay.
just saw the remnants. If you will.
Smell.
Or smelled most. No, saw too, because that bowl was destroyed.
Yeah, someone came in who, not all there.
I think the new term is leotarded, because it's offensive to use the other term, but everybody hates leotards because they look stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
I thought it was.
How about just call him a Jennifer Aniston?
From the water tower.
If we wanted to
Leo's
do a remake.
Leotarded also.
If we wanted to do a remake of Life Goes On. I know what
cast is quirky.
Yeah, he's got a space open for him. God, please be out of the building. Please be out of the building,
he's
dude.
Not.
If
he's
not,
out there with his birthday hats.
He wouldn't even know what you're saying.
But
oh, his dad would.
Tell us the science about
are they
how.
Oh, and they pipe us in the bathroom too.
Well, I don't think they returned to the scene of the crime.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe he didn't finish.
Yeah, so I needed to take a squeege like before the show started, and I walked in. And I just heard two shut stalls, and just really, really powerful grunting. Filling the night air.
And there are no urinals in this bathroom.
No. So it's just two doors and...
actually heard noises?
Oh, yeah. So I sprinted back. Kira can testify
to
this.
It's true. It was awful. He was crying.
I was like, God damn, I just need to take a piss.
Just go in the women's room.
No.
Do that more and more frequently.
Are you serious?
I will not wait.
Dude.
What's a woman going to do? Start a fight with you? You just look at him and be like, what?
I don't know.
No, a woman can do
a lot of things. She can dial 911. That's for starters.
Just be like, I didn't know.
But yeah, after...
Clumsy me.
After it cleared out, I got in there, and yeah, like Will said, this bowl was demolished. It looked like the toilet in Desperado.
No.
In Train Spotting.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then you had to go swimming in it.
It was demolished. So at least the other one was clean.
I mean, that was explosive.
It was bad. It really did look like a finger paint.
It looked like he was trying to repaint the interior of the bowl.
Yeah.
But a different hue than porcelain white.
You're just jealous that he can destroy it. And he's half, a third of your size. And he had his hand full of birthday hats.
If you guys are listening out in the lobby, someone clean that stuff up, man. I'm not using that.
I thought it was you because it smelled exactly like Dad. I was just like, oh, Lord.
What are we, bears? That's how we identify ourselves?
I don't know. It's like the smell of weed to me. Like, that's just, like, one of those things. Like, it doesn't leave you.
Yeah, no, it was not Papa Giorgio craftsmanship.
Oh, God.
I very, rarely evacuate here.
So your dad smells like Down syndrome.
So,
yeah. It was not pleasant going in the bathroom after him.
Can you put the mic, like, a little closer?
I could. I could put myself a little closer.
There you go. Oh, Dad would just demolish it. Mom always blamed it on his gallbladder surgery.
Yeah, that's probably like what it was.
Nasty ass Greek food. If you eat octopus
and fish heads,
then it's going to smell like octopus coming out.
Oh, it was bad. It was
bad. Then how
come
when I eat cookies, it doesn't smell like cookies?
I was so conditioned to that. Like when
hold up, everybody, made some cookies.
When he would exit, the light would go off and the fan would come on.
Are you in baking?
Is that cinnamon? That is awesome.
You must give me the recipe for what you ate.
I know. Brownies and nuts.
Wow. Will, you want to go do another show of our own in the other studio? I mean, this one's covered.
Good times. Yeah, sorry.
No,
I'm
it's
not
all,
sorry.
It's all good. She's an instigator. You're just falling in line with it.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm not trying to do any work here. I'm just, you know.
You have to be immune to her charms.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Like the salesman at Gold's last
Don't
night.
Don't look her in the eyes.
Don't look her in the eye. Don't say her name three times in the dark while staring in a mirror. And that's about it. That's it for Allison Rules. So, yeah, shall we get to the crux of the show?
Why not?
Airing some dirty, dirty laundry. The Rachel Orring saga. Oh, yeah. The erstwhile, the long-gone co-host, man. We had her on the show how long, dude?
I have no concept of time.
Yeah, I mean, for those
the
listening...
The days just bleed together.
For those playing along at home, for a while on the show, it was me and Will, and then there was a kind of a rotating cast of people we would then fill the void with. We had Leo.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Come on. That's enough.
Our former roommate.
The end. Let's
go. Yeah,
Where's Rachel?
He was special. And then, really? Really, Allison?
Let's move it along.
Okay.
Chop, chop.
God damn, I hate you.
You're going to talk about Rachel, and then you get everybody all hopped up about Rachel, and you're like, and then there was Leo, and then he left his couch.
She's in background.
Jesus Christ.
For those of us who weren't there from the beginning.
Yeah, and you need to give more than just names.
But who cares? Have people been following from the beginning other than your mother?
Right. No.
Leo was black, which defines him from head
great.
To toe.
Black Leo. That's it. That's all you need.
Because that's the only characteristic
he had. And he had toes like fingers.
He was big on that. He was really big on that. I know you're going for some kind of primate joke, which is racist and offensive.
I wasn't.
But
I
he
was
really would do stuff with his toes all the time around the house, which creeped the hell out of me.
Playing with them and everything. Yeah. And you're like, I can't find my pen. He's like, let my toe fingers do the work. And they'd be scouting out under the sofa.
That is Leo.
Do you have his number? Because, I mean, that sounds like a good thing to me. I mean, I don't know about you guys.
No.
You looking for an FJ?
I just think, you know, 10 fingers, 20 fingers instead of just 10 is, you know what, never mind. We'll move along.
Let's move forward amicably.
yeah. That's fun until you have to get the fungus creams places they shouldn't go.
Oh, like I don't already. Come on.
Oh.
She fills her vagina with Lamisil, so she's good.
God.
Some of it's leaking out right now.
Okay.
Oh, I took it over the line. He's like about to throw up.
That's not what this show's about.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we should talk about vag cheese, things that normally come out.
Yeah.
Because Vagisil is a
Jesus Christ. Will, it's like you brought like a little baby chimpanzee in the studio and it's just
now everyone's playing with it.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's like, look, it grabbed a gun. This can't end badly.
Whoa.
All right.
Just look in my eyes.
We tore through a lot of co-hosts and finally, Jesus, no, I'm not going to look in your eyes as you bat them like a repentant monkey.
Just face the other direction.
I'm going to have to blindfold
myself.
Well,
you put me in the middle, so.
It's like that Simpsons episode with the commercials. If you stop paying attention, it goes away.
What was that, Funzo?
No, it was like one of the Halloween episodes. Okay. Or the commercial.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and then Lard Lad died.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what about Rachel? Let's hear about it.
Yes, so Rachel filled in. She's someone I met via Twitter. Mm-hmm. I promote the show on Twitter all the time. She kind of fell into our circle.
You mean
circle.
When you're not arguing with Scott Baio?
That was 2-3 days right. max. Mm-hmm. I've moved past that.
Right, you leave Chachi alone.
I will. Okay, so Rachel was like, hey, I got a broadcast background. If you want me as a co-host, please, I can do that. And I said, screw it, even though Rachel. I hate you.
Ouch.
I hate you.
Alice. Well, quit looking at me then.
God, I can't.
Look at him.
No, I'm going to stare at Kira.
Lamisil, there you Lamisil, go. Lamisil.
Use your elbows. Mash them together. Yeah, there we
there
go.
There you go.
There we go. All right. Okay.
I look at him all the time, so I mean, I don't care.
It's good.
Hold
yeah.
on a second.
No, God, don't pull yours out. Like a couple of socks full of pennies. Don't want to see
it's
it.
It's more like two pairs of knee highs with an orange at the bottom. It's like, ba-boing, clonk, clonk.
Did you just take off your boots?
No, higher.
Okay.
So Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel.
Beautiful Rachel with the perfect.
Rachel lives 3 hours away, so she can't reasonably
so
come into the studio.
Seen her?
No.
Have you seen her now?
No. Mm-hmm. Rachel okay. just said, hey, I can call in.
Right, right. I'm with you. We've been over this.
I
you
said,
kind of already said that.
Right.
Yeah,
so
it's
she
called
knows,
show prep.
And she's the only one.
Who's chewing the gum, by the way?
That's me. I'm sorry.
Out.
I'll stop.
Goddamn school teacher.
I know.
Sorry, I didn't realize that there were these terrible rules.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
I feel like you've kind of lost control of the room here. We're sort of taking over. So, really, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah. I feel the same way.
How many vaginas does it take to kill a radio
Allison,
show?
Allison, if I get you $10, can you, like, buy food for the show or something?
I can't.
She'll
I'm
behave.
No, she won't.
Yes, she will.
I was just sitting here not even talking. You're going, knock that off.
You're making faces. I'm going to pot your mic down just for a bit, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. Allison's mic is dead right now. We can go on. So Rachel was never actually physically here. She would call in. And at first, I had fun with it. I thought she was a lot better than the hosts we had before. And, the broadcast background showed. She could keep a show rolling. And then one time, I want to say it was maybe the first time Will said anything remotely angry. Not even really directed at her. Just, that's it. Take a cue from Allison, silently.
I said many offensive things there, so I'm not sure what teed her off.
Can you give an example? Because I really don't know, from a scale of 1 to 10, what you're talking about.
I don't know. Say, like, she rudely interrupted me like you just did, and I would say, shut up, you stupid bitch.
Okay, gotcha.
She's one of those touchy people.
It was like a 3, basically.
No, I never said anything that bad. I might, like, say, joking, like, one time she piped in, I was just like, shh. Like a little kid or something.
Yeah, there was a lot of shush. Just shush your mouth.
You can't.
She's
really
not funny.
Because
no
show,
women
I mean
are funny. John and I went over this.
It's
they're not.
That's why we had to pot down Allison.
Yeah.
Non-funny troublemaker.
I mean, people say Sarah Silverman's funny. She's
no,
not.
She isn't. There are funny.
Wanda
women.
Sykes is all right.
I like Wanda.
I'll give her that.
God, Allison, take it out, please. You can have the whole pack of cigarettes if you get out of here.
She's
right?
She's fun.
So lesbians are funny, but like straight women aren't, because Wanda Sykes, you know.
Well, no, she was funny even before she came out.
It's true.
But she was still a lesbian before she came out. I'm just trying to say.
Well, she was married.
That doesn't make a lick of sense.
It does make a lick of sense.
I know,
it
I'm just screwing with you.
Sense.
Screwing with you.
Maybe she converted when Obama won. You don't know.
Oh,
okay.
I think I do.
So after a while, after every episode of the show, I had to call back Rachel and be nice for about a half hour and kind of like
apologize for my misgivings.
Apologize and like smooth, you know, soothe the
you were like,
the rustled
baby,
feathers.
Listen, baby. It's all
stroke
good.
The ego.
Don't listen to that foolish baby.
Don't let that baby's behavior ruin our good time.
Eastbound and down for the win. It got a little tiresome, because on top of that, she would a lot of times just quit on the show in the middle of it, I felt. Kind of like...
Well, she was outgunned
like,
by my
we're
talent.
Just hanging you out to dry now?
Yeah, kind of like that. Kind of.
You know, like, I never said that I was any good at anything, so this is your fault if I...
You're really good at rocking your chair so that it's audible over the mic. You are an ace.
I will now sit here, not moving.
And now Allison is rocking back and forth.
I'm off, so...
Yeah, you are. Here, I'll pot you back up. Now you can't use that excuse. Wow. Will, please, next Saturday, alone. Please. I love you, Allison, but you are poison. You are a cancer and a fast-spreading one at that. All right. So after a while, I started looking elsewhere. I posted ads on Craigslist. I feel like an unfaithful man saying this.
It's like you find out your wife's barren. And you want to have kids.
Yeah.
So you've left with no other option.
Yeah, that's exactly
what Papa Giorgio name needs to go on.
That's what Tommy Lee said he did to Heather Locklear.
Her pipes don't work?
No, I think she just didn't want to have kids.
That's right. Yeah, he bailed.
Yep.
I don't blame him. You want
Railed
kids?
Railed and bailed. I don't want kids, so I would stick around.
But I see you having them.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're more inclined to actually settle down with a girl than me.
That doesn't mean I want to have kids.
Yeah, but you like sex.
How much do hysterectomies cost? Allison, you're a
nurse. They're like $600, I think. I don't know.
That's barely more than an abortion. So
why don't you get snipped?
Me?
Yes.
No.
That leads to guy part cancer.
Does
it? No, it doesn't.
Yes,
that
it does.
BS.
No, it just accumulates there and then it gives you the cancer.
It does not accumulate.
It does.
It does not.
What, you're gonna jizz and then it just... I imagine it, like, you're blowing
up. The
jizz
is still there, yeah. But the
sperm.
The little sperm guys are not.
Yeah.
Where do they go?
But your sperm tube, yeah, it's going to look like a balloon animal getting blown up. Like, your tube is just going to get more and more distended.
They're soldiers.
I don't picture them building up. I picture them, like, being
and then
like,
the cancer
oh, well,
germs get in there.
Paper, you know. Mm-hmm.
So when they can't attack
they're bored,
eggs,
they
start attacking yourself.
No.
No, yes. They build a little society for themselves. It's
yeah,
got
they
a
hang
lot
out
of culture and
home.
Art.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
That's what happens when you get snipped.
I don't know.
I like Allison a lot more when she's bringing me brownies to eat and waffles.
Oh.
I did bring you waffles.
You did. And they were divine.
They were soggy.
You had to toast them.
Oh.
So, yeah, we had to get Rachel replacements because she would bitch all the time about how she couldn't keep up with the show over the phone. And I didn't like the audio quality of the phone. I had no problem with Rachel as a person. She seemed very nice. But if you bitched me like 10 different times that you don't like the situation, I will take steps to rectify the situation. Makes sense, right, Kira?
Well, right, absolutely. You can't just complain. You got to fix it, do something, come to the studio once or twice.
And she tried that, and I didn't want to play host. I didn't want to have to be tour guide of DC in between. I don't like people, really, I guess is the way I'm trying to put it.
Well, I mean, you know, if it was me, I would have been like, yeah, I'll come up to the studio and then do my own thing. I'll get a hotel, you know.
She even offered that.
And you said no?
Yeah, I'd still feel responsible.
That's your failing, in my opinion.
Because he's a gentleman.
Because you didn't trust her to, like, go off and leave you alone.
Well, no, she still...
I wouldn't hang out with you on purpose.
She still wanted to...
I wasn't doing a favor for a friend.
To hang out after the fact, I think. Like, no. And I work... I leave
that
here to then work for the rest of the day. You don't have to actually take it there. That's a little angry.
Oh, I'm you know, I'm not at all sorry because I whatever. No, I mean, you know, I was being sarcastic actually. Sometimes you can't tell. Like, it's not out of the realm of possibility that she might want to get a drink or something after the show.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Someone you've been
she wants him
with.
To stick his finger in her C-word.
Hold on, say that
and
again.
And that's also not out of the realm of possibility, you know?
It's exactly...
Finger in my cut!
Oh, that's nice. Was that the censored
stick
one?
Stick your finger in my cut!
There you go.
Maybe she has a really nice seat, and you know, missed out on it. You could have had a finger in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well...
Apparently it's diseased. I don't know if I should have let that go.
Oh, admittedly, like she told you?
Moving on to other subjects.
No,
like,
that's
immediately.
Subject I kind of want to.
No.
All right.
Oh, well.
No.
If you hadn't burned that bridge totally, I just did, so.
No. Talking about other things now.
All right.
Oh, my.
It's okay. I spied on him. He didn't tell me.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. So after a while, we did the Craigslist search. And we came up with your buddy, actually, Katie.
Yep.
And Katie marched in the studio. on a weekend where I said, hey, Rachel, you can take the day off.
Okay. So Kate's like the other woman in this scenario?
Yeah.
And I'm like the other woman?
You're like my girlfriend's girlfriend.
Tertiary woman?
Yeah. Awesome. You are just the side cheese at this point.
You're like the Jocelyn James
Rachel, you could tell. I made that woman. I made Kate. I'm the wind beneath her wings. She is nothing without me. So
that's true.
You know.
That is true.
Thanks, Allison. Anything else? Okay. If there is anything else, you can interrupt at any time. Okay. All right. Do you want to hold the microphone with your feet now? Is that what you're going for?
Because I'm Leo's sister.
Okay. If you want to watch on the webcam now at fcac.org/WEBR, Allison's pretty much presenting.
Like a panda bear.
Yeah. She's wafting. Okay. So Rachel got wind of this, that we had other people on the show kind of filling her slot.
Is she going to get wind of what I just said?
Oh, yeah. No, this is all going to end poorly. Poorly as hell. And it's not like we hadn't had complaints about her. A lot of folks said she kind of had a grating voice. I had no problem with it.
She had the baby voice a bit, which I don't like.
Who cares? It's his friend.
Everyone used to do an impression of her. Like, her intro to the show was just, hello! And it was, that's actually why I sampled,
stick your finger in my gut!
It was a little Gilbert Gottfried-esque in terms of how it sounded.
Now I'm actually sorry I don't listen to your show, because
he does voices all the time, so...
I don't think grating is necessarily bad. I mean, I have an annoying voice.
Not really.
It's never held me back. Professionally, personally.
You sound very average person in the voice.
I am really average. She does, because she kind of sounds like this to me. So,
I kind of
like it. It's very clever. It's very friendly. It doesn't bother me at all. She's not very intimidating. She's got glasses on, so.
Oh, God. Episode 2 is just me and you, Kira. Just me and you. Ah, these two can go and hit the gym on any time frame they want.
I'm going to put in a vote for Allison. I think she's awesome.
Oh, she is off the air. I mean, she's completely great off the air.
She's like...
I hardly even said anything.
She's like, what was that
cartoon? And yet each one managed to derail very much
of the
show.
She's like an animaniac. Yeah. Remember the Animaniacs?
Yeah.
She's like an animaniac, and I really loved that show, so...
I hated it, actually.
Really?
Me too.
I never watched it, and I loved all cartoons as a kid.
Cartoon voices?
I do, but that show sucked. I go for the classics, Merry Melodies, Nicktoons.
Fine. Bugs Bunny nips the nips.
There's nothing more annoying than Brer someone who Rabbit goes to the stuff. Classics in, like, trashy pop culture.
What are you talking about? What about the...
That is our culture, though.
I know, but I mean, like, you gotta... It's cartoons. You can't necessarily be like, oh, I only watch Bugs Bunny doing Barbara of Seville.
I only watch Bugs Bunny where it's got black people with bones to their noses.
That was... Yeah. God. We used to see that when we were kids.
Did anybody here see The Princess and the Frog or the latest Disney? Was
it
that
was
not
horrible.
The most racist
Allison's
thing
Allison's literally talking through her hands now. Can you lean into the mic?
I'm not. You turned it off.
No, it's on. It's been on. Can you pretend to give an S as you poison... As you just,
I thought you wanted me off.
As you defecate
all over my
show.
If you didn't want me to
shut
up or you want me to talk, make up your mind.
Get on the goddamn mic. Sit up.
The Princess and the Frog blows.
There you go. Talk
right,
like an effing human being into the mic.
Song of the South. I mean, it was probably one of the most racist things I've seen in.
I felt
since
so
forever.
Too. Why do you have to have black people in a cartoon? Well, you can just cut that right there. No. Why do you have to have black people and then they're made to talk kind of like soulful and all that junk? Like
it was very Step and Fetch It.
Yeah, thank you.
I was offended.
I could tell that from the goddamn ads.
Well, I actually saw it because.
Yeah, I did too. I took
a land loser.
A date?
And I sit at home and.
Date?
No.
Date?
With her mom.
What base?
It was at home by myself.
Really?
So, you know, home run.
Yeah. Pack of winners here.
Yep.
But, things have been awkward to say the least. I then tried to call to. I called Rachel, tried to explain what was going on. She almost, like, cried on the phone.
That is awful.
She's That's in really love awful. With you, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, I mean, you're a hairy man bear. You should take that up.
Stick your finger in my cut!
And she said that and hung up.
Oh. How can you turn down an offer like that?
I know.
Especially when said in that tone of voice.
But yeah, now I've gotten the full, like, unfollowing on Twitter, defriending on Facebook. So at that point, I just, yeah, you know what? Screw it. Burn the bridges. It's
she has erased you from her life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that works.
She may it's as like well the Dane have, like, Cook killed thing. Your dog, you know, as unfriend you on Facebook. That's like the worst thing you can ever do to anyone.
It's always funny to me because I don't care how much of a fight or whatever the bad blood is. You just leave that. I mean, isn't that standard practice for you? Don't you not want to give that satisfaction or not even care that much?
No, I do. I used to, like, with exes and stuff, do the same thing.
Really?
It's like the Dane Cook thing, like, when you delete someone from your phone, like, you just make them disappear in real life. Like, someone's off having lunch with them somewhere.
You quoted Dane Cook.
That's, like, the one funny thing I ever heard him say.
Yeah, but the thing is, no one can truly erase you from their life. I mean, you shed worse than Skipper, so... You're always going to be
my
on their car seats, on their whatever. Oh, God, John, where's my lint brush? It's nasty.
Thank you for sitting up and contributing properly. That was funny.
You're very welcome.
It was audible.
Right.
Was not a visual joke.
Wicked Harry. Yes.
I am. Hold on. I'll pull it out.
The end.
There you go.
Wow.
So when's the last time you spoke to her?
A couple of weeks ago. And
so what makes you think she's listening to what I said?
I don't think she's listening to anything. All I know is I posted about co-host Katie, and 5 seconds later, I got a text saying, I'm done from her.
Well, why did you not say to her, I am thinking about having other co-hosts on because while I like you as a person, I don't think that you contribute anything to anyone.
Well, no, I had the talk that I felt the audio quality was very weak.
Okay.
And I said, look, a lot of times you really... complained to me that you weren't able to keep up and you just think that we all gang up on you in the studio or you complain about being on a phone versus
but you didn't actually radio break up with her. You just radio had a conversation about your relationship. Like, if this was a relationship, this would be you being like, look, I really don't like the way your vagina smells and I really wish you would wash it. It's not like you're saying, get out of my house and don't come back.
Yeah, I said we should...
Wait a second. If I don't like the way her vagina smells, that means I don't want you in my house.
Some women don't make that connection. You actually have to be like, no, it's done. It's over.
Okay, let's say we were married. Mm-hmm. I said, you're no longer going to be the one with the ring. Someone else will. But I also want to be polyamorous, and you're going to be like the head concubine.
But she can't go in the love loft, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
She just stays downstairs with the kids and cleans.
She can on the off
so
days.
So she's the maid.
But Sunday is wife bang day. She's no longer part of Sunday wife bang day.
Oh, I see.
So it's only once a week? Okay. Disappointed.
Oh, anyway. For the wives. The wives only get it once a week.
Yeah. Exactly. The concubine could have had it
but
five
the neighbors.
Times a day.
I'm just saying, I see why she's upset. I'm going to put in a vote for Rachel.
I do too, but I did convey... Hey, I want to keep doing this.
You should send her a card.
I take a man. Yeah. I still want you to pay my rent, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Tell her to watch last season's Big Love. She'll get it.
Yeah. She can be, who's the
ugly one? Chloe 70 or whatever.
Yeah. You know what was always great? I had an ex who people said looked like Chloe 70, but she didn't have the body of Chloe 70.
Just the face, yes.
Rosie O'Donnell's.
No. God.
Who are we talking about here? Anyone I know?
Bush bitch. The one who had the totally unshaved Maureen.
Yeah. I mean, she kind of reminded me of, I don't know if you remember Tracy Carson's from high school.
Just no.
Throwing names out.
Oh,
in public.
I remember
her. Yeah, exactly. So do the rest of the listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she, talk about her.
So it just reminded me from some girl from high school.
Okay.
So when I saw her, that's who I saw.
Yeah. She, nice girl. Put it that way. Mm. Very nice. Sparkling personality.
Well, she didn't have a bad body.
No. Body was trim and fit and everything. Just kind of not
hairy.
He doesn't like it when the chick has a bird's nest that can match his.
Because they might get tangled up and then they wouldn't be able to pull apart.
Chinese finger trap. Hey, I... No. My policy is if I'm more groomed than you, there's an issue. Because I take care of that. Oh, I take care of that.
Yeah. Is it like a penis fro?
It's like the top of a baby's head.
Yes, it's the who painted the happy little trees? It's his head. So, yeah, that's just me trying to get out there that we're no longer, Rachel and I are no longer partners in this business. She's off writing her book about picky eating called Gagging Towards Bethlehem, which is kind of ironic because she's a bigger girl. So what would she know about picky eating? That's all I'm saying.
That's a really good title.
You can
though.
Eat a lot of healthy foods.
If she actually wrote a book about, like,
well, what the hell?
This is a blueberry body right here.
What did she do? Like, what was it? That's now that she's off the show, let's take an interest in what her project actually is.
Yeah, let's throw this. Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm actually intrigued as to what she did.
She was collecting money for a book she wanted to write.
So she's a grifter.
Yeah, which I actually contributed $20 toward.
Oh, good she you. Worked you.
I'm also writing a book.
We'll get to that
and
one
I'm
in a bit.
Collecting money.
Is it about being an awesome co-host?
If you give a woman $20, it's supposed to end
so
with a lap
dance. It's
about
being a more awesome co-host than Kate.
I don't know. I mean, I'm the wind beneath Kate's wings, but she's actually surpassed me, I think. Not to go off on a completely unrelated tangent. Anyway, this
don't
woman
worry, you
a
already
food
did.
Book.
She's writing a food book about picky eating. And like I said, it's kind of funny because if you Google the video, just literally Google the words gagging toward Bethlehem.
Right.
You will find at the
nasty
top.
Nasty pictures.
A video hit.
Christ in compromising positions.
Aww. Poor Jesus.
That's what makes me think of.
Oh, yeah. Like, I totally picture the manger animals, like, freaking making them airtight.
That is not nice.
The manger babies.
Let's talk about the book. What's in there?
It's about picky eating.
Right.
And she's big. Like, if Louis Anderson wrote a book about,
then
like,
he knows about it because he's eating a lot of food. All different kinds.
I can't stand eating so many different foods. You'd be, like, laughing at it, right?
No. That's kind of like that 100-year-old lady who's on there talking about sex. You're like, ew, you look like my grandmother. You got a little blue button-down sweater, and you should be making brownies. But she's talking about scrumping everybody. You know what? If she's been having sex for 150 years,
scrumping, yeah.
Then she's going to know a little thing
just
about
saying,
it.
No one's going to buy a book on picky eating from a chubby chick.
No one's going to buy a book from that 150-year-old lady talking about scrumping. You're like, ew, gross.
No, because there's a difference. Like you said, if
DJs
she's had,
worldwide will buy that book and read it aloud.
If she had 100 years of sex.
Scrumping then, is sex.
That's it?
Yeah.
You know, that's scrumping.
So she wanted all 20 steps.
Yeah. Did she think it was like an angry dragon or something?
I don't know. It sounded like something.
Do you
boyoing
yoing first? Or?
If it's a big bitch just writing a book about food,
right?
Then you'd be like, oh, well, she has experience in that field. But the fact that it's picky eating.
Yeah, right. It's picky eating. That's what makes
she
it
funny.
She
only eats combos. Pizza flavored.
If she wrote
Bam.
A book on like what was still edible, even though it had been in like a restaurant's dumpster for 2 days, I'm buying that.
She'll eat a
bitch knows how to forage, obviously.
But she didn't write it. It's not there, so we don't know.
Well, yeah, she's collected like $400
I know,
for it.
Okay,
that's
I know
a start.
Formerly fat people who were very picky eaters. It's
yeah.
Not, you know. It's a thing.
What was the one thing they ate?
It can't be walking while I eat.
A lot of candy.
Combos.
Candy corn.
Which made it, and this particular person really hated vegetables, and so it was
difficult for her. The hell you said.
It made it very difficult for her to lose 100 pounds, but she totally did.
Really?
Yeah.
Are we talking in circles about Kate?
Do fish like water, too?
I know Kate used to be fat. Is that what we're pussyfooting around?
No, it's not Kate, actually. Kate strictly went on the whole, you know, starvation,
cocaine.
Smoking a lot. God bless Kate.
She'll eat anything. I mean, I've seen her. She'll eat whatever.
Oh, don't tell John that. He'll go in there, pants down, face first. I heard you eat anything.
Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't nice.
I mean, I don't know about tube steak particularly, but, you know, she eats a lot of different stuff.
Well, then maybe she could fit two in her mouth at the same time.
Nom, nom, nom.
She's going to be so glad I subbed for her.
All right. Well, yeah, that's about it. It just made me laugh. There's a big girl writing a book on picky eating. That's it.
You but are easily amused.
33 minutes dedicated to that. 22
so
left.
So picky how? Just like, this will taste good because normal dishes don't taste good enough to me?
If you go, do you want me to fire up the video right now?
No.
Yeah, I think we have to. I think
well,
we have
I mean,
to.
Is it like,
wait, is it her talking?
It's her face recoiling from various bits of food.
All right, yes.
And as she all recoils... Right. It folds out her double chin.
All right, yes, clearly, then we need to see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, hold on. You got, hey, Allison, you remember how you interrupted and ruined this entire show thus far? Mm-hmm.
Do it now.
Can you do that for about 20 seconds
YouTube.
While I load something up?
She won't. Quiet as a church
God
mouse.
Damn it. God damn it.
That's what she's here for.
Yeah, it's true. I guess I'll entertain you with my amazing exploits mm-hmm. of going to the office and... Coming home.
You sound more like Eeyore. I want to.
Are you talking? Have you heard this guy?
That's because I have four testicles.
He always sounds like he could win the lottery, and he sounds like, you want to come over and help me throw this rope over the rafters? Somebody want to come over and kick the chair?
It's because I'm on Heron, goddamn it.
Oh my God.
I mean, my point was just my life is not that exciting. I mean, it's not.
It sounds
not
exciting. The office. I mean, are you out of envelopes?
All right.
Could be a mission going on. There.
All right, everyone, if you want to come around, this is my dream.
Then we won't be on mic.
Getting two of these tumors off the mics. Will you stay? These
turn it toward me a bit.
All right.
Good. Okay.
Hold on. Just listen for a second. It's the best 10 seconds of radio on this show thus far. Okay.
Did she do that illustration or
no?
Art?
That's just some misshapen tomato. I don't know. We're watching the video for Gagging Towards Bethlehem, the Kickstarter project.
Is this a PowerPoint presentation?
Aw, she's a webcam.
Cute.
She's cute.
What?
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Will's narrating.
Ooh.
So someone's shoving cantaloupe in her face.
No, she's got snooky jowls there. Ever since I was a kid, I've been told I was a picky eater.
Will's narrating the captions.
She looks like she's got a stash.
Ooh,
oh, there it is.
She's a little biggish, right?
She's a little thick.
I like the banana being jammed in her face. Nothing suggestive.
She's one of those white people who looks Asian but isn't.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
Man, I'm kind of bored already, though.
Yeah. I think I gave the 20. All right,
this is retarded. For those of you who can't see this, it's just people putting food to her face and her mocking, like, ew, yuck.
Which is, like, you know what not what's going to happen, right? Like, doesn't it seem like that would be, like, the eighth take? Like, in the first seven, she just devoured it?
I don't know. I was just waiting for, like, some huge hard hog to be on the side of the screen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man. It just kind of...
I just had Peter North. Or Nick Manning dropping loads.
greatest vocalization to accompany a load drop ever.
Dropping loads! Greatest term ever.
I like that, eh?
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Are we going to play I Love Dropping Loads now, the parody song? Or
do you
what?
Have it? I don't know.
We can punch it up in like 5 seconds.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's probably not censored.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so enough of Fatty McFatFat.
She's really
nice.
Not that fat.
No, and she's cute. The dimples,
if
come
she
on.
Was fat, then we wouldn't be making fun of her. Why do people poke fun at celebrities who are like 5 pounds, like Britney Spears?
So we're not going to make fun of fat people? Like, genuinely fat people?
No. Do people ever make fun of, like, Cameron Manheim on TMZ? Like, look at that fat bitch. Like, she needs to lose
That's
weight.
True. It's like, just acknowledged.
Yeah.
Probably
but it's like Britney Spears gains, like, 2.5 pounds. Like, oh, what a fat, ugly pig. Look at that fat effing heifer. You know? She's never fat.
That's what we usually
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so we've got a couple things we
Not
can...
to beat a fat horse.
Okay, so we've got, I want to say, about three directions we can take this in. One is talking about the Expendables for the next 15 minutes or so, and then we're out. Second thing is, Kate, we grill you. Sorry, Kira.
Sure,
grill you about
it.
Kate.
Yeah.
And the third thing is, Kira and Kate and Rich all went out to lunch...
It was drinks.
After the show, drinks, whatever. Mm-hmm. Food.
Yeah.
Liquor.
I ordered a steak, but they were out. I was mad.
And he jumped Rich's bones.
Out of steak. Yeah.
And
they can't be out of steak.
Well, Rich was convinced by the entire thing that he could totally nail Kate.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he can.
Let's get into that. Let's throw more people under the bus.
Really? Yeah, you know,
destroy more lives.
And why
Screw
did
Rich.
He think that?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that at the time. I
want to. Okay, Kate has done 3 weeks of the show at this
flirty.
Point.
She was a little flirty. Okay, I'll give him that.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wow, was not expecting. Okay.
She was, yeah.
Could you smell her like a bear? Was the odor in the air?
We have
now you're putting the station at risk.
We have a special word for that. Twaft. If there's a certain aroma.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. You know? I did not smell any twaft.
Never heard that.
That's my reaction to like a woman being funny, by the way. I'm like,
Yeah,
I know. It can happen.
Look at the monkey dance. It's dance, like, monkey dance.
I'll be dipped in dog
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, it's like actually seeing a winged pig go by the horizon. You're like, huh. All right, so.
Did a blind man walk by the table and say, good afternoon, ladies?
After the show last week, they Rich really thought he was catching a vibe from Kate.
Wow.
Yeah.
God, what a slut.
I know.
She's kind of a whore.
Which, good for the nads on him, because Rich is like 5'5 or something.
Not bad looking dude, but yeah,
now,
he's short.
Here's what I think happened. I think Kate wanted to set Rich up with me. Because she called me and said,
that was
hey,
kind of the...
we're having drinks. And
you're
I had,
exactly
like,
right.
Just stepped out of the shower. My hair was like half dry, half messed up. You know, I didn't have any makeup on. And I rolled up and was like, yo, what's up?
Slow down. You know? Slow down. I don't like it when it gets hard this fast.
Where were you? At Sweetwater?
Greavy's.
Oh. And you were drinking at 4 p.m.?
They were. I just was along for the ride. And yes, Kate was
she had flirting. To stand outside outside the window.
You did okay, yeah. So they roll up, Rich and Kate. And Rich thinks he's going to score with Kate. He's got a shot at it, at least, in his
get
mind.
Get himself a nooner.
Yeah, which is weird because she doesn't go on about the boyfriend. And we, between the two episodes of the show, we go out. We have like a 20-minute smoke break. She gives us cigarettes. It's awesome. But she's a little flirty. I'll give her that. But I never get the vibe. It's like, flirty. It's just how she interacts.
Yeah,
but if you don't know her that well, then...
I don't know her. I don't know her from Eve.
Like, but I'm not saying, does Rich know her?
You know,
he's literally been here as much as I have with her. Mm. Yet I can get the vibe. She's probably not going to chow down on his hog, no matter what his efforts.
No, it's not going to happen.
You got to have the pimp mentality. No such thing as boyfriends.
But you know,
no
I have to admire his chutzpah, because I don't, even if she didn't have a boyfriend, I don't know if that would really
yeah, but see,
happen.
If he's got that chutzpah, he could get some.
Once
yeah,
in a
it doesn't
while.
Matter if he's 3 feet tall.
Which
it's
he
how
is.
You carry the room.
He is 3 feet tall.
Well, it depends on the person. I mean, some people go for that. So, like, if he acts like he's got stones
see,
the size of plums.
Like,
so do you think that she effectively, you know, cock-blocked him by calling me? Is that what happened there? He was like, I'm going to score with Kate, and Kate was
no,
like,
I would
I have
say
this
you
friend.
You cock-blocked
him.
Yeah.
But it was her idea. It wasn't my idea.
Maybe she
yeah, but was that's like, why when they went
maybe
out,
she is a dirty whore, and she needed you there.
To hold her back. Hold
yeah,
her back.
Just jumping on her, ripping open
pull
those
the
pants.
I did putting, pull them off each other a couple times.
Yeah, putting
I'm
all
lying,
4 inches of that bounty down her mouth. But, yeah, so you guys go out. And you're called in to join what exactly is said in this call? Rich and
it was a text.
Katie are
it
going
said,
to the bar.
Hey, out for drinks in Merrifield. It didn't specify who, so I thought maybe she was with her boyfriend. Or
and they've
or
been
someone.
Together how long?
Oh God, like 2 years? Maybe 2 years? I don't know. I know that I made that happen because of how I made Kate.
Has she ever cheated?
yeah. What
no,
is the?
No, she hasn't ever cheated.
You can admit it. No one's
yeah.
listening.
I occasionally, for fun, will put up an ad on Craigslist just to see like how many crazy responses I can get. And
with
I
her
used
picture?
To have, no, with me. Oh. And I used to have a blog, and I would like post the funny answers on the blog.
How many hog pics would you
people.
Get?
You know, I got a good number. I got to see what was out there. And congratulations, boys.
And how many guys
some
just
you need some help?
How many guys just bust that out as the first reply?
A lot.
Wow.
A lot of guys.
Wow.
But so then I was like, oh, Kate, you should totally do this. It's hilarious. You'll get all these hilarious responses. So she puts Nat up and, like, meets the love of her life, you know.
Like, and you just sat there and cried.
Yeah, I just cried all day.
You jokes haven't on sold you. The movie rights yet?
Jokes on you, girl.
Jokes on me, yeah.
How did you not know behind one of those hairy, limp hogs was a heart of gold?
I didn't know that, but
yeah.
You
didn't get to know the man behind it.
I like a little mystery. I don't want to see it right away.
Hold on. Let me. I have a copy read aloud by a famous celebrity of your post.
You do? Awesome.
Yes.
Stick your finger in my cunt!
There we go.
He was the voice of the parrot in Aladdin. He really was.
No, he was, yeah.
That's why I'm saying that voice can't be that grating, because that's
right.
What he does now. He does a lot of voices. So people
he does Affleck.
He does more than that.
When he does it, it's funny, because he is funny as S. That right. guy is one of the most underrated comedians of all time.
Yeah, he really is.
Stick your finger in my cut!
And so is Rachel.
And now is that from Aladdin, that line?
I believe so. Yeah. I think the parrot said that to Jafar when he was presenting. I think it was the scene before the carpet chase. I don't remember.
You almost made me forget everything Allison did to this show today.
Really? Which was absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Poor Allison.
Well, you told me to be
Allison
quiet.
Did for the show, which is a lot.
Did two. Yeah. Two did is the correct word here. Kira, okay, so you get there.
Yes.
What is your... I want to hear from a woman. What is your first reaction upon seeing Rich? Describe Rich.
Handsome.
You know, he's kind of preppy. He's, I don't think I saw how tall he was. He may have...
Was he seated the whole time? Is that his move? Did he pull an FDR?
Like, he was seated on a phone book. Yeah.
After all said and done, he wheels off.
I did get
off.
The impression that he's not the tallest person ever.
Okay.
And he had, like, a fancy shirt on, like a polo shirt, but it had, like, an embroidered thing on it.
I like how you said fancy shirt at first. Yeah. I was picturing, like, a
It was, like,
big,
a nice – it was a nice shirt. And
open, unbuttoned,
and, like, you guys are wearing,
ruffle.
Like, dirty T-shirts, you know, so it's not typical to see someone wearing a nice shirt, you know.
Yeah.
And I noticed he had small hands.
Ooh.
Small feminine hands.
Oh, no.
But it, cute. Like, good. Cute.
And did that make you think, like, bad things about his Craigslist posts? His Craigslist replies, or were you like, hey, they're tiny, maybe they'll get in some nooks and crannies.
Oh, no, she was thinking, hey, I'm going to put this in my pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not, I don't think it's a great thing. And I'm sad now for our relationship, me and Rich's, because now he's going to be like, you're the one who said I had small hands. Now I hate you forever.
You didn't, okay,
yeah, but
so.
Then he could palm your clit.
It's true, yeah. I mean, it's not the size of how
wax
you
on,
them.
Wax off, Danielson.
But still, you don't want to look at your partner's hands and think, you know.
He could be like holding up
grade.
The globe, like hatless.
He just has, like, if you had to shop for gloves, I think you would have to shop
I mean,
in,
some
like,
people
the boys
would
department.
Have to, like, use a little finger. Of... What's that doing? Come on, do two hands like Rich.
If you had to buy mittens, they'd have Spider-Man on the side.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
All
right.
No,
so Rich was handsome but with tiny hands.
Not were tiny, just
tiny.
Small.
Did he remind you of Harry Potter?
A little bit, yeah.
Scott
and
Baio.
And some girls are into that. Not Scott Baio.
Really? Like normal girls are into like little dudes that look like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's all right for a, you know.
Harry Potter, like real Harry Potter's kind of a taller dude though. Or he's at least like
cuz he knows magic.
Pussy gets squirted.
I may have small hands.
But I have great power.
That's what I'm talking about. She's calling him after, so.
All right, so yeah. you immediately ruled out Rich upon
No,
seeing him.
She
no,
didn't.
I didn't.
Really?
I said he was cute.
Yeah. He's going to put him in his pockets. Yeah.
So you might have ended the night by folding his tiny little hand inside yours.
No, she wanted to wear him in a Snuggie first.
I did not like the setup vibe because Kate has tried to set me up before with disastrous results. I love her. She's wonderful. But every now and then she's like,
it's always so transparent.
I know this guy. He really likes cheese. You really like cheese.
Or
really?
How about this together. One? Hey, this guy painted my house and he's not retarded. Oh, so he's not retarded. He just looks retarded, acts retarded, smells retarded, you know.
This guy, he likes air and food. How
oh,
about
man.
It?
Oh, man, give me his number.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see with your eyes? Oh, my gosh, I know someone.
Yeah, so I was predisposed not to like him, and I also, I'm sure he didn't think that I was all that. Cause
you know what?
All of this hotness was not put together when I
really?
Showed up.
Mash your jugs together again. This.
She doesn't have to. They're spilling out. Are you kidding me? Her cup overflowing.
Yep. That's a B cup.
I like how there's been no debate on that. I'm just like saying it happens. I could get used to that in the outside world.
That's really all I have over Kate is like the boob, so.
Can you do the lipstick trick from Breakfast Club?
And then I'll call you a rich whore. And I'll make you cry. And then at the end you give me your earring. Okay. So, goes on. You sit
yes.
next to FDR.
Yes.
Tiny little FDR Potter.
Yep.
But he wasn't that tiny. When he was on the phone book, I mean, he was of, you know.
Did they get
out?
They
gave
him the high chair.
He wasn't like a circus freak. He was like, you know, short for normal
Other than
people.
The hands. Yeah. I mean,
that how tall is he, really? Is
five,
it 5'6"? Oh, 5'5".
I think 5'5", yeah. And
that's
he,
not that short.
What's average male? Like 5'7"?
5'10", dude. Like, I think I'm below average. I'm 5'9".
No, you're not.
Oh, and he speaks French, so that's
that
thing.
Also explains the fancy shirt.
I don't like
ooh la la.
He spent time in France.
So did I, and I didn't enjoy it. It didn't sound romantic to me at all. It always sounded like someone was, you know, like a cat with a hairball. It's like, put it in me.
Yeah.
What did he say? He said, "Please have a seat, madame." Did he? I was offended. I'm not ordering that. No, thank you. Don't read the menu anymore. Let me just pick something here. No, it's gross.
Do they have the menus with the
but
pictures
on Spanish. Them? But now Spanish is something else. They do have
oh,
the pictures.
Oh, you like the Latin look.
And my mom wanted them to read the entire
Will
menu.
Will and I are just going to stare at each other. Keep
That's
keep
good.
Going. Okay.
Love
Oh,
Lauren.
Please, go on. We no. hang on your every word.
We do.
I really want to hear what you have to say.
Come on.
Where's Kate? Your ploy work, Kate. I miss you. Miss you a lot.
Why is she in Denver?
Because it's awesome.
Business and having sex with her boyfriend that Rich was going to split her from.
He lives there? Or no?
No, they're just on some jaunt together.
I think he has family there. So half of it's for work and half of it is visiting.
What does she do for work? Family.
She's a graphic designer, sort of, I think. Hmm. Of something.
Or so, bagger.
What does her boyfriend do?
He is a security engineer, IT security.
Yeah. Does he wear a badge and carry a gun?
Do they live together?
No, it's all in computers.
Is he a security engineer? Like, I'm a master of the custodial arts?
No.
Okay.
Do they live together?
Yeah.
And I want to take two guesses at who pays the bills.
Hmm.
First guess, boyfriend?
They both pay the bills.
No.
He has a condo. She has a condo. He's renting his condo, so he pays some rent to Kate.
Doing, like, freelance graphic art stuff?
Not freelance.
No,
she
she's 9
job.
To 5. I'm sure she does okay. Yeah.
So she works for, like, Science by Tomorrow or something.
She works for robots. She works for the American
Kinko's.
Unmanned
Kinko's.
Something.
Kinko's.
Graphic reproduction industry.
Okay. So you get there, and Rich is, he's not out of the park yet.
No, he never got in the park.
I'm just saying.
I thought you said he wasn't out, first of all.
No, I mean, she didn't even really know him. She knew him from like 5 seconds.
So you get your first.
That's his window to strike.
Pretty much.
It isn't.
Before they learn
Not
what
if he's
an a-hole
thinking that
you are.
Kate is being overly flirty. And she was probably overcompensating because she was kind of being chatty, trying to hook these two up, not realizing that she was
trying
giving
to lube
him the wrong to, yeah.
things up.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
So how did the evening transpire between you two?
Between us two or between us three?
Three.
There were three.
No,
of us.
Well, I'm interested more in you and Rich, but I do want to hear about what Rich and Katie did as well. So give it all.
You know, they had eaten a plate of nachos. There were two disgusting nachos left, which they offered to me, and I was like, "No,
that
thanks.
Is
so I'm good."
Nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
I saved you some.
This is loud as I adjust myself and say, "Screw it, let's sit back down."
That was just me walking across
I don't know.
The room.
We started asking him about his date, and you know,
another
how that
date
was
he had.
Going. No, his first date. The date that you talked about on the radio, because I was like, oh, you need to tell me about the date.
Which,
now.
In case they're listening right now on Rich's iPhone, he just banged that girl.
Ooh.
Which one?
A new Asian chick.
What is it with him and the slanty slants?
I don't know. I don't
That's
know.
That's with everyone. That's not just something that appeals to Rich. One, he's taller than they
I was going
to
say, yeah. It's maybe because they're like even tinier than him. Who knows?
All right, so he was
so,
talking
yeah,
about this.
We talked about that. We gave him advice for the next date.
And if you actually were interested in him, would that have been a good game at all, him discussing another date, or would that have been very almost rude to you?
No.
Man, I don't know. I was.
I mean, that one that's prior to her, but what is going to set it up and what's kind of gotten her into it is about him banging this Asian chick. Now she's thinking, whoa, this is the man. So.
Yeah,
tell me
can,
who
if
else.
If you can bang an Asian chick, I mean, I am
you know that you barely know, whatever.
So. They love white dudes. Don't you know that?
Well, she's, what I'm saying is, dudes. She doesn't want to take a number from the deli ticket thing and just pile up behind all the little Asians.
No, but women like competition.
And then she's back there going, oh no, what about me? Give me a turn.
Haven't you ever seen?
Give me your little hands.
Flavor of Love. They don't actually
that is exactly
want flavor for
it.
He can palm her
Give
nipples
me your
too.
Little hands.
Like these orangutan hands, but they're just little for her nipples.
Oh, God.
He could be like one of those Garfield suction cups. Like on a van. What's that? Is that a new bag? Is that one of those front loading backpacks?
No, Rich. It's a new push up bra. You just push them up with your little hands.
All right. I think we can. Shall we get out of here, Will?
Why not?
Yeah. Let me start this outro music. Now I have to sit back up, listen to that mic, and there we go. Wasn't so loud, actually. Yeah. What the hell? All right. Let's get this outro bed going. God. Sweet God. It's almost over. Sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Allison.
Yes.
I wanted to personally thank you first. For everything.
Absolutely. Is there not any... just some things, all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there any food you brought that will be left at...
Oh, sorry. But I can always make some.
Could you do that? Could you please?
Right now.
Something.
Far, far away.
Just something so I don't look at your face and just think of the body pits from Schindler's List. You know, just something. Kira.
Yes.
I think we'll do okay in the B studio. Great. In a bit. We've got another show coming up after this. We're going to bang that out.
Right on.
Hopefully it'll be right about the same level of quality. I know you can't, like... get lightning to strike the same place twice.
Well,
but
you know, I don't know what I'm doing. I
maybe
don't even
we're
know
gonna get
how
lucky.
We did what we did. I'm gonna say it's mostly Allison. Who was
yeah,
awesome.
Really was mostly Allison, wasn't
it?
Will?
Yes.
We're gonna speak when we get home later. I love you, Will. You are my brother, so choose my words carefully. But yeah,
it's about what I said or what she did or both.
I didn't do anything.
You did good things.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. This has been Papa's Basement. Listen online again every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. www.fcac.org/WEBR. Show website in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. And we are out.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm